Hi everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. This is season 4. Oh, I have seasons. Look at God. He gonna keep blessing me. And he gonna keep testing me. But I can pass the test. Anyway, we're talking about this episode is, should the church take offerings? My answer is yes. I do feel like you should give to the church, okay? They're just like any other business. They provide a service. I don't know what it is about God and money, but it goes back to the, to me, it goes back to the godly is broke and money is evil and devilish. To me, it go back to that. Because we get mad at the mega churches, we get mad at the mid-sized churches. But this is the thing, if you was in the church and it was hot because the AC wasn't working, how you think the AC gonna get? So the preacher's supposed to work a full-time job and manage the church on Sunday? I don't think y'all understand how hard that is. I got bills to pay at my house, and I'm working a full-time job, and I'm your preacher. I feel like preachers should get gifts or have sponsorship because you are providing the service for the community and the people that attend the church and the community around the church. And a lot of people, they want the church to do them favors, and they want people to give them stuff at the church. But they don't like to preach and they don't like to go to church. So is it fair that the church have to help everybody in the community when it's people who go to the church that need help? I'm not saying don't help the community, but at the same time, let's be clear. People be hating on the church and they be hating on the preacher. Oh, people in the church, they more hypocritical than it. It's hypocrites everywhere. It's bad people everywhere. That's just a go-to statement, like a lot of these other go-to statements people say. It's just a cliche if you ask me. Oh, the people that be going to church, they be more mean or more hypocritical than people out here in the streets. That's just something for you to say. That's just something for you to say, for real. But I look at it like this. How the lights gonna stay on? The children getting snacks in children's church and stuff, like, y'all gotta think about this stuff, like, from a logical standpoint. You know what I'm saying? From a logical standpoint, like, you in here, you got the air on, you got the screen. It's my thing. If you was at a church and everything was ran down, you would be like, I ain't going to that raggedy church no more. It be hot in there. It be this, it be that. I don't know. I'm a person like this. You got to pay what you weigh. If you want to be sitting in the air conditioning, if you don't want to have to pass one bottle around when it's time to take communion and one pack of crackers and pass a pack of crackers to your neighbor and all that goofy shit, if you don't feel like doing all that, pay what you weigh. Go to a nice church. Tithe well. It ain't no different from gifting the pastor that married you. And that's what you're supposed to do. The pastor that married you or do a funeral for you, you get them a gift at the end. And that gift is to your discretion. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying, you know, give and you be broke. But what I'm saying is, if you make $500 a week, 10% of 500 is $50. You can break that up however you want to when you give it back to the church. Long as you get your 10%. If you got it to give, you may save 10% of your money. And you only give 5% to the church. But we got to stop being mad at. And there's another thing. We can't envy those who are wealthy and want to be there. I've heard people say not Nick Cannon, but what the other dude name is who played for the Panthers? He played at Auburn and he Cam Newton got this. Somebody said that's how you know he got too much money because he dressing like. What is too much money? You saying that from your pay grade that he got too much money. But what Luther Vandross said, never too much. What you mean? We gotta get that out of our heads. As long as we think money evil and being broke and poor is closer to God and oh, I just want just enough. I don't want a lot. Oh, okay, you want just enough. Well, how about this? I'ma ask God, can I get your other portion that you don't want? And we're going to take it from there. Yeah, I really got to stop that. Poor is not... God don't want us to be down here struggling and broke and not having stuff. He don't want us to live like that. And you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to walk the streets of gold. You can paint your driveway gold now if you want to. Like, I don't get it. I don't know where we get that from. Y'all real humble, but this is another thing though. If somebody gave you a winning lottery ticket, you would take it and run it up. You wouldn't say, oh, don't, I'm gonna get this $1 million back to the community. This too much money for me. I'm gonna just keep working my job. Nah, if you won the lottery tomorrow, you'll have a whole different outlook on the whole thing. So just think about that. Let's stop putting people in a box and acting like they can't have stuff. Whether it be the church, whether it be singers, rappers, artists, your neighbor. If your neighbor got a Lexus, that's cool. And don't ask why they gotta do all that and why they had to buy that kind of car. Just if you want one, just work and rent it up till you can get that. Like, stop worrying about other people's money. Stop counting their money. If the church is providing a service that's needed in the community, leave the church alone. Until you find out they scamming, or if you find out they touching little boys and they in the sex trade, then we get on their ass. Okay? You hear me? I'm on your head, bitch. I'm on your head. Then we get on the head. But if the church ain't doing that bad, don't try to do that. And don't look for stuff like that. Just let people have their shit. Like, this my thing. If it ain't hurting you or ain't doing that to you, I don't fuck with it. I don't bother. If it ain't affecting me, my family, and my money, so what? I don't even go to church. I don't go to church. I ain't gonna lie. Them sermons about tithing and trying to get you to give out. Now, I don't like that. Who got $100? Who ready to give $100? Like that right there. For them special occasions when they be trying to hype up and ask you for a particular amount. Oh, no. I don't like that. But other than that, I don't be up at the church house like that. But when I go, I give what I can, whether it be a $10 bill or a $5 bill or a $1 bill. That's what I give. I give what I got. But, we should put money into the church. It's the same thing with putting money into your community, your children's school. It's all the same. It's all relative. You know what I mean? It's the same thing as banking with a black bank so it'll stay open in the black community. It's the same thing as going to the local laundromat with your neighborhood person that you know to help them keep their laundromat open and running. Because it's a pillar of the community. You see what I'm saying? So, we need these churches. We need somewhere for the people to go to get healing. We need somewhere for the children to go to have fun and learn the gospel. because the churches are vital in the community, but I do not feel like the church is there to solve all the problems in the community. We put a lot of weight on these churches, and I think that's why we feel some kind of way about the money that's being put into them, because we feel like, oh, the church folks, let's be clear, we need political leaders, we need civil rights leaders. You see what I'm saying? We need somebody in every area. We can't just depend on the church for everything. Okay, we can't depend on the church for everything. There's levels to this, and these we gotta compartmentalize. We gotta compartmentalize. But yeah, think about that. That's everything for this episode. I'm gonna catch y'all on the next episode. Yeah, I recorded this on my mom's birthday. I'm finna get off in a little bit. Finna get off. And I'm finna go down to my mama's house. We finna eat some cake and ice cream. But y'all stay tuned for the next episode. Alright, bye you guys.